This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Just imagine you've got jet lag plus an overwhelming sense of grief. How would that be? Well, that's how one person described what depression is like. Someone said it was like having a migraine headache that never goes away. And I'm talking today about this huge problem we call depression and how common it is today. Yes, depression is widespread. The professional health people tell us that a quarter of us have or will experience it sometime in our lives, and maybe you know what it feels like. The researchers tell us that depression is increasing more and more and causing acute anguish. The United Nations World Health Organization actually named depression as the world's number one health problem, and they reckon that by the year 2020, depression will probably rank second only to heart disease. In America, on any one day, it affects 18 million Americans. 12 million of those will go untreated. So it has become, unfortunately, a huge stigma that's associated with weakness, and people will do anything to hide it from their friends and family. And depression can be caused by a chemical imbalance in the body. And if you have improper diet, not enough sleep, or inadequate exercise, that can also cause it. And so can an extended illness or pain. I read that in America, back pain is a leading cause of depression. And so depression affects the body. It can contribute to an early death, and many people, regrettably, take their own lives, and other people allow themselves to just be closed up for a period of years, don't communicate with others. It was Harry Emery Fosdick, who was the founding minister of the Riverside Church in New York City. He was one of the great Christian leaders of the last century. As a young man, he had severe depression, and he heard about a friend and a fellow minister who was also depressed. He said, "People will tell you to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, but don't you believe it," he said, "because what you would normally pull yourself up with is already broken." I found that an interesting comment, and those who are depressed would understand that. They don't choose it. They don't particularly want to be that way. It's as if it chose them. It's not a condition that's isolated in the soul, that is subject to some religious discipline. Because as someone said, when you're depressed, it's so clear that body, mind and spirit cannot be separated, even though you wish it were so. So this morning I asked the question, is there any hope for those who suffer? Does God understand how depressed people feel? I'm sure he does. Because Christians suffer in this way, it's like the bottom falls out of their soul. It's so dark is the period. In fact, it was St. John of the Cross way back in the 16th century. He was the first person that we know of that coined the phrase the dark night of the soul. And I think that's a good description. That refers to that really awful time of testing. And it's a phrase that sometimes is described, used to describe depression. And it's true, there are those who found their own spiritual lives have been deepened by that expression of depression. Martin Luther, he felt depressed at times. Mahatma Gandhi. And when we're in the midst of depression, it's not something to learn from as much as it's something to get through. It was Anita Barrows, a poet, who herself suffered depression, said, "In the fire, what you get is the fire." And that's a fair enough comment. So where is God in all of this? Is God there in the midst of depression? Well, you don't have to go very far. In fact, just have a look at the Psalms and you can read things like this. "I can never be lost to your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the furthest ocean, even there, your hand will guide me." And this is the key here, verse 12, Psalm 139. "For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day." The psalmist and other people knew the full gamut of the emotions, including depression. So today, if you are feeling that way, there is a reason for that cloud. So talk to your doctor or a close friend or minister or someone that's close, like a competent counsellor. But above all, talk to God, because God understands you. He loves you and cares for you. Well, dear Lord, I pray that you'll be with us in our sense and time of despair. We know that you care, and I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.